International business leaders have met in Milan to discuss initiatives to stimulate growth and development in the Palestine territories. It is the start of a new policy in which Palestine's finance ministry will actively seek business and investment partners in Europe. Palestine's gross domestic product grew by 5.5% in 2009, but much of that growth was in the West Bank. In Gaza, it was the opposite. Since the Israeli blockade, the United Nations believes nearly all Gaza's private enterprises were either destroyed during the 22-day war or forced to close down due to the prolonged Israeli-Egyptian blockade. And as a result, unemployment now runs at over 50%. That in turn has meant that 80% of the population is now living in impoverished conditions, relying on aid provided by relief agencies.
Gaza is a place where the Israelis, and through the siege, have basically collapsed the private sector and collapsed the national economy. This does not mean that Gaza doesn't have very serious business potential. By the way, many of the mega projects for the nation building are in Gaza, not in West Bank, like the port, the airport, and other places.
Italy already has a number of businesses ready to invest in Palestine, and the tourism, quarrying and agricultural sectors are planning to establish bases there. There are also plans to open an Italian foreign trade office in Ramallah, but despite optimism among Italian business leaders, they are aware that there are potential problems.
Well, the obstacles that everybody knows. I mean, it's not as easy as to move things and goods and things from certain parts of the world to another parts of the world, and certainly it has somehow improved, but there's still some obstacles of this kind which we believe can be tackled and can be successfully overcome.
The next step for the two countries is a follow-up forum in Palestine in June, where business leaders hope further progress can be made. Initiatives such as the Italian-Palestinian Business Forum show that investment possibilities exist in Palestine and that the peace process is making progress. Nonetheless, there are no shortcuts or quick solutions, meaning there's a lot of hard work ahead for both sides if they are to maximize this partnership. Jeremy Inson, Press TV, Milan.